You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
For 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hello, hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver, BC. The show, of course, is A Face for Radio, and I'm your host, Eric Coates. Back after a brief hiatus last week, I was not able to attend because I had my graduation ceremony that day. It went well, in case you were wondering. It was fast, generally painless. I think pretty appropriate, all things considered. It was a nice ceremony. Two things, though. First thing, the speech given by UBC President Martha Piper was very bizarre. For example, she just talked about hot dog prices for a long time and then the carnage in the Middle East as a blanket statement. It was odd. And secondly, I'm a little disappointed because my friends graduated the day, their ceremony was the day after mine, and participating or present at their ceremony was Vancouver hockey icon, I guess, for some, Mr. Mark Crawford, who coached the Vancouver Canucks in the heydays of Marcus Naslin, Brendan Morrison, Todd Bertuzzi, Ed Jovanovski, the West Coast Express days, Brent Sopel, and so on. So he was there, even though he's now an assistant coach for the Ottawa Senators, and also present was another sports star, Meta World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest, small forward in the NBA, now basically retired at age 37, but was a member of the Los Angeles Lakers, most well-known for being a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. So he was here. Because his girlfriend was graduating. So there you go. Anyway, that's about as much time as we've got really for an update right now. Also, how great is that free radio on my phone idea? I think I am all for it. So what I'm also all for is this song here. It's called No Woman by a band called Whitney. A couple of the members of this band were in a band called the Smith Westerns. Whitney. The members of Whitney relocated from Chicago to LA after Smith Westerns broke up, and they have their first album coming out in a little bit. And this is the song. Enjoy.
You make me smile. I've found you here. The sun in your hair caught my eye passing by. I knew I should try. I watched the planes coming in, felt my heartbeat begin, and I knew. A cab for two, a whole city new, but this time we'll share the love we'll find there.
All right, we are back. The show is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, and we just finished off our first set of songs. Just getting right into it. We started it off with a few songs that I've been listening to a lot lately. Well, the bands as a whole. The first one is the song, first song we listened to was No Woman by the band Whitney, from their album, upcoming album, Light Upon the Lake. Very nice, pretty song. And then after that, we continued the theme with the song, The Airport Song by the Birds, off of their album Pre-Flight. Pre-Flight came out in, I think, 1968. As a compilation album of all the demos and early recordings that the Birds made before they recorded their debut, Mr. Tambourine Man. And this song is written by David Crosby and Roger McGinn, as opposed to the majority of the songs, which were Gene Clark compositions, as he was the main composer in the band for their first few albums. The rest of the songs are great. It's just this one's really pretty, so I decided to put it on there. And then we listened to to a Chicago band called Twin Peaks with that unfortunate name, but it's okay. The band's great, makes up for it. The song is called Making Breakfast. Really fun tune, mix it up a little bit more, punch for you this morning. The album was called Wild Onion. And I wonder if that comes from Chicago, because I believe Chicago originally meant in the dialect or in the language of the native people, the indigenous people from Chicago. The word is Chicago, like with a G sort of sound, which apparently means... I can't remember for sure, but I think it means land of onions or field of onions. So maybe wild onion comes from that. Anyways, then we finish it off with a new-ish single by Kim Gray from Vancouver. The song is called Perfume Ghost, and it is a single. All right, Kim Gray is also going to be playing in a music festival that starts... this weekend. Wait, did I say this weekend? I meant tonight. Yes, that's right. Music Waste begins tonight, and Kim Gray will be performing. I'm going to play some more music by people who will be playing in Music Waste throughout the show, but now we're going to change our tune a little bit. And we're going to play something a little bit quieter, an ambient song. The song is called Ordinal by Sarah DeVocci. And, you know, just wait for it and enjoy. Thank you. That was the correct ending to the song. Is what we wanted to play. I hope that you enjoyed it. That song was the new song by Angel Olsen. You might not have been able to guess it from the music, but from that distinctive angelic voice, hard to miss. Angel Olsen's new song, Intern, just came out yesterday. Single off of her upcoming album. I don't know a lot about the album yet. I don't know if there's a lot of information. I haven't been able to find much on it. All I know is that there's a new project coming out. This song sounds very different from the rest of her music. First listen, did not like it. Second listen, thought it was okay. Third listen, thought it was pretty good. If we keep going this way with each subsequent listen, who knows where we'll be by listen 50. Anyways, before that we listened to Morning Coup with the song Destroyer, the closing song off of her album Baby Blue. Morning Coup will be playing at Music Waste. Be sure to get your tickets, $15 for the pass, $5 per show. And then we started the set off with an ambient bliss of Sarah Davachi. The song's called Ordinal. The album is called Dominions. I actually like that song. I don't really like ambient music too much, to tell you the truth. And that was pretty good. So I hope you liked it. I went to the art gallery yesterday, the day before yesterday, because it was the cheap day. Really, like, who has $25 to spend? It's not that the art isn't worth $25 for the price of admission. It's just, who has, I mean, I don't have the money to go just drop $25 every time I want to go see something. So that's why you got to go on the cheap day after 5 on Tuesdays. Anyways, the exhibition, so I went to the Vancouver Art Gallery exhibition, was the mashup exhibition, which has been going on for a pretty long time, since February, I think. And, I didn't realize, but they had shut down half of the exhibition on May 15th, so I was late. But I still got to see, or to enjoy a little bit of it. Anyways, it was all about mashup, how sort of like modern art, 20th century art, is about bringing things together, tearing them apart, splicing, sampling, all that stuff. They had Brian Eno, a Brian Eno song, which was pretty cool. They had a Jean-Luc Godard movie. They had all sorts of paintings and some cool stuff that I'd never heard of before. That was pretty good overall. It was nice to see. Anyway, we might have DJ HBZ Halle Bertrand coming on the show in a little bit. That is still up in the air, though, all dependent on her wake-up time. It's hard for people to get out here so early. Anyways, I hope you've been enjoying the show. We've got more music coming up for you after these ads. So let's listen about a cool little something that's about to happen in the city, and then we're going to listen to Adrian Teacher and the Subs.
Spoken in English.
Radio Free Stein presents He Said It and White Wines, a concert staging of two plays by Gertrude Stein with music by Dorothy Chang and David Chokrun, June 4th and 5th at the Kulch. He Said It is a distressed comedy about two women who recreate a man's monologue. White Wines is about a drunken dinner party and its aftermath. Ticket prices, $15 for adults and $10 for students and seniors. For more information on this project, please visit RadioFreeStein.com.
Always spoken.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
your mojo back.
You never were that slack. You had the warning to receive it. On the cover of a magazine, another victory. You had the warning to believe it.
How could you do that to me? You go, all that I know, the roses you grow along the dirty road.
There she goes, she's had a heart attack, and as you catch her back, you always thought it would be you first. Floor the truck and get her out of here, and you can barely steer. The stop signs do not matter.
How could you do that to me?
As you go, all that I know, the roses you grow along the dirty road.
Rest assured that it never occurred to me. Armed in the tender age, your poetry fucked with me. If you can't climb trees, then you can't feed the birds. It was never the melody and always the words.
How could you do that to me,
baby?
How could you do that to me,
baby?
Put it up on the marquee.
You're all that I know.
Fire, this heart's on fire.
All right, a little throwback song there. Because, well, it seems to be what's happening. I'll explain in a second. First, we listen to Adrian Teacher and the Subs' song Victory Square off of his/their new album Terminal City. They'll also be playing, or he'll also be playing, Music Waste. And then we listen to Wolf Parade with This Heart's on Fire off of their 2006 debut, Apologies to the Queen Mary. The reason I was talking about the throwback is this album just got re-released, and they're doing a tour where they play a lot of the album. They also have a new EP out, but they're really, you know, relishing this moment because that was probably their biggest album. And it seems like a lot of this mid-2000s indie rock, like Wolf Parade and you know, Arcade Fire's first album, Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah, the Arctic Monkeys, it's now reached a point where enough time has passed for it to be cool. Basically, a couple of years ago, but you know, before the decade mark, pretty much, it was not. It's not cool enough. It's too recent that you've forgotten about it to then re-remember it and associate it with a time when you were either a kid or a young adult or some point in your life when that music really meant something to you. I feel like a lot of new music, we experience it, we really like it at the time, and then 2 or 3 years later, we hate it, we reject it, and then we sort of forget about it for a few years, and then we remember it as if it was the greatest thing ever. And then at that point, you're a YoPro, I would imagine, and have enough money to buy $40 tickets to go see Wolf Parade. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I have a pet peeve about people forgetting their favorite songs from 2 years ago, but that's okay. I have no issue with these bands, however, getting some love, because they deserve it. You know, you loved them back then. Why'd you forget about them? Anyways, and similar with Adrian Teacher and the Subs, you know, Apollo Ghosts have now that they've been disbanded for, 3-4 years, there's sort of, I feel like, an aura around that band is like, this was a great Vancouver band, and a lot of the people who are going to listen to Adrian Teacher and the Subs are there because of his work with Apollo Ghosts, which is great. Anyways, we're going to keep it going with two more songs before The Real World comes in at 11. So I got to get on these songs right about now. The first song is a guy who's been around forever and keeps on putting out amazing music. His last album was great. If this song is an indicator, his new album is going to be great. It is, of course, Paul Simon, one of the greatest songwriters of the 20th century in pop music. And then we're going to finish it off with Joanna Newsom, who I've been getting a little bit more into with the song Waltz of the 101st Lighthouse, or Lightborn, sorry, off of her album Divers. So Paul Simon, Wristband, and then Joanna Newsom with Waltz of the 101st Lightborn, because I love waltzes and it's a great way to close out the show. Enjoy and stay tuned to CITR. This has been A Face for Radio, and I'm your host, Eric Coates. See you next week, I think.
Outside the backstage door to breathe some nicotine and maybe check my mailbox, see if I can read the screen. Then I heard a click, the stage door lock. I knew just what that meant. I'm gonna have to walk around the block if I wanna get in. A wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door. Wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door.
can't explain it. I don't know why my heart beats like a fist when I meet some dude with an attitude saying,
hey, you can't do that or this.
And the man was large, a well-dressed 6'8", and he's acting like St. Peter standing guard at the pearly wristband. My man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, you don't get through the door. And I said, wristband? I don't need a wristband. My axe is on the bandstand. My band is on the floor. I mean, it's just right.
Millennial moons. how the trip goes.